job, dude.
Thank you.
We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in pro stock, Greg Anderson. 6.561 seconds at 210.11 miles per hour. Greg saw that in the third session today when it got a little bit cooler. Sun started to go down a little bit. Is that what you guys thought that you had in it?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm a little bit surprised. The weather conditions are great out there, but not nearly what they were yesterday. Yesterday was mine shaft conditions for here, and quite honestly, all of us as a group, the class, we all kind of missed a little bit yesterday. We underestimated the starting line, and nobody really made the quality run we should have made last night. So we knew, even though the weather conditions were a little off today, if we made a better quality run, we could get close to that and have a chance. And it took a very high quality run. I made a beautiful run there in the final. I didn't leave much on the table. I was great in 60 foot, and car was perfectly straight and good attitude and everything. And it really, there wasn't much left. So I think I got it all, and it's going to be tough to get around. It's going to get a little bit warmer tomorrow, but my on-staff meteorologist tells me that first run in the morning, it's going to be close again. It's not going to get that hot by noon, so it's not over yet. So bottom line is I've got a great race car, and if I don't end up with a pole, I'm going to be close to it. I've got a fast car, so I'm happy. I'm very happy, and this place is just it's magic to me. I love racing at the U.S. Nationals and had a lot of great history here, and looking to create some more, and off to a great start this weekend.
And having with Jason and obviously Bo, three cars, you know, you guys are getting a lot of data each time down the track.
We are, and right now mine is performing better than the other two. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of focus on trying to get the other two up to speed tomorrow. And I have no doubt we will. We're a little bit off with the both of them, but we know we can do with all of them. So I expect by Monday we'll have a serious 1-2-3 punch. And you know, it'll be different conditions. It'll be high 80s on Monday. It'll be more of a crew chiefs type race. So I've got the best of the business, I feel, in Rob Downing. So I can't wait to go to battle.
Okay. One question here, sir. So they offered this burnout challenge. We had two winners. I know, do you guys feel like, I mean, I get why you don't or why you do participate. Do you feel like you're obligated, though, when they offer it?
Well, I guess I would feel obligated if they had come to us and asked us, do you think we ought to do this? And we had all said yes. There was nobody asked anything. It was just kind of dropped on us. So I feel a little bad because obviously the fans love it. The fans want to see it. I would love to do it, but unfortunately there's so much on the line here as far as trying to make a great run. And the class is so close, the thousands mean everything. And unfortunately, when you do a longer burnout like that, the engine gets warmer, the tires get more feathered up, and they're just a fraction off, and that's the downside of it. And I wish that each run out here didn't mean so much, but unfortunately it does. Now, if it does get warm again tomorrow, maybe we can loosen our belts a little bit and go play a little bit more and not have to worry so much about trying to move up the qualifying ladder and get the bonus points and things. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. But, you know, so far, just too much on the line, you know, in our particular position anyway, you know, fighting for that last point, trying to get seated as high as we can in the countdown to do that. You know, maybe if it was a little earlier in the season or not the U.S. Nationals, it would have been a little easier on us. But and I feel bad. I honestly do, because the fans are asking for something like that, and we want to give them what they want. It's just, it's got to come up a time when maybe that last couple thousand doesn't mean everything. So I wish I had explained a little bit better than that. You bet.
Perfect. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, guys.